June 30th marks the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., and we'd like to celebrate this milestone with you. You're invited to an open house at the studio and office of Lutheran Public Radio beginning Tuesday afternoon at 4 on June the 30th. Food, friendship, and fun. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org. We hope to see you here in Collinsville, Illinois on Tuesday, June the 30th. RSVP to Craig at issuesetc.org.
I see them every day. We get along, so why can't they? If this is what he wants and it's what she wants, then why is there so much pain? So here's your
holiday. A lot of people are going to be tuning in tonight to the Learning Channel. It's now as much a reality channel as any other channel ever has been. Its hit show, of course, is John and Kate Plus 8. A young couple, very young couple, married, had twins, and then through the use of fertility drugs, had six more all at once. Thus the name of the show, John and Kate Plus 8. And for 4 years running, I know I've been watching them with my wife. It's must-see television. We've been watching them and watching these kids grow up. And it's, as parents of children, you love shows like this. You're watching your own family in a lot of ways. Well, they have a big announcement to make tonight. No one knows for sure what it's going to be, but I want to hear from you. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. As the tabloids are talking about affairs and the marriage falling apart, what do you think should happen with John and Kate, this now famous TV couple and their family? What do you think will happen? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. If the couple ends up divorcing or separating, will you still watch John and Kate Plus 8? Do you think it'll hurt their viewership in general? 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. This Monday afternoon, June the 22nd. 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. What do you think should happen with John and Kate and their marriage, their family? We have to talk about two together. What do you think will happen if they divorce or separate? Will you still watch this very popular show on television? 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's a recent Fox News segment talking about the story and the ramifications for this now famous family.
Decisions that will affect every member of our family. Ones that we hope will bring each of us some peace.
Well, that's John and Kate Plus 8, but will they be minus each other? There's trouble in paradise, folks, and we're expecting a big announcement on Monday from the dueling duo. How can a couple, though, protect their kids when they're in the process of separating or divorcing, albeit on reality television?
Which, yeah, could be worse. Dr. Keith Abelow, forensic psychiatrist and Fox News contributor, joins us now. Good morning to you, Dr. Keith.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so when we look at this, I mean, we're playing out, as Dave was just talking about, on reality television, where this is all unfolding. That seems to be maybe one of the main problems here, is it?
Well, it's definitely one of the main problems. Look, married people will tell you, most of them, that marriage is tough. At least in my psychiatry office, I hear that all the time. It's challenging. It's certainly challenging if you have eight kids, right? So
right.
Bottom line is that there's a lot of trouble here potentially for John and Kate. But the biggest problem is that who knows if it's real trouble? See, they're lost in this reality TV series. We're watching it thinking, oh, this might reflect real life. No, it doesn't. Maybe it's better ratings. Maybe there's a spinoff in the works. The real trouble for these kids isn't whether they get spanked. That's terrible, I think, frankly. But it's a dose of reality, at least. It's that their lives have been taken from them, completely ripped off. And so John and Kate, you know, they're symbols of our loss of self in America. They're probably the crown prince and princess of it.
But Dr. Keith, you mentioned ratings. The first episode was the highest rated show on the TLC network that they've ever had. But then episodes 2 and 3, which did not mention the relationship problems at all, were lower rated. So now episode 4, airing airing tomorrow night, TLC probably wants to drum up some publicity so that we'll tune in, don't you think? And are they exploiting this couple?
Courtney, look, I think that's the problem in a nutshell. You're absolutely right. If John and Kate had a chance to be a reunified couple, to heal their marriage, to give their kids the chance for a family that ventures into the future as one, if the ratings don't support that, you got to wonder which is going to win, the ratings or this united family. And you already have parents who've decided, so what if our kids don't have real lives? Who cares about the kids?
I got a feeling the ratings are going to win out here. Rumor has it John's looking for an apartment here in New York. But my question is, there may be no book on this, Doc, but way down the road, if this in fact is a divorce that plays itself out on national television, how does this affect the kids down the road? They're forever going to have this reminder play out on YouTube for the rest of their lives. How will this affect them?
Well, look, this happens in the setting of all of their lives being in some measure fantasy, scripted, entertainment. And so what they're going to have to do with their own psychiatrist down the road is try to figure out what's real and genuine about me. Is it simply my resentment of my parents for kidnapping me and sending me off into entertainment land? That could be the beginning of reality for them.
Oh, my God, it's like the Truman Show.
It's the Truman Show times 10 or whatever, and they're sucking us into it.
I know, and I guarantee you, as Courtney pointed out, it's going to be a big ratings winner tomorrow night. Dr. Keith Abloh, always great to see you, giving us your perspective.
Thanks.
All right, that's Fox News. Their take, or at least their thoughts, and one of their experts' thoughts on John and Kate, the future of the family and of the television program. I want to hear from you. What do you think should happen with John and Kate? What do you think will happen? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or talk back at issuesetc.org. If John and Kate end up divorcing or separating, will you continue to watch the program? 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. It's audio open lines, issues, etc. this Monday afternoon, the 22nd of June. 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. I mean, the case can be made that people divorce all the time. Families with fewer kids divorce all the time. All we're watching is another family going through what so many families go through. Marriages have a half-life of about, 8 years or so, and if they lasted that long, they're considered fortunate. These people had stresses beyond the average family. Maybe we're just watching the typical American family, except for the number of kids, of course. What do you think? 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Now, the psychiatrist said it was loss of self. When I come back, I think it has more to do with triumph of self. We're talking about John and Kate Plus 8, not only the program, but these people's lives that we watch on television every week. I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org.
International human rights attorney and law professor Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on the importance of issues, etc.
Before settling in England and France, I had my own Christian radio program for 10 years in California and 2 years in Washington State. I was also a regular for over a decade on national religious television. In a word, I have had a great deal of contact with evangelical programming, both good and bad, and my judgment in this area is probably worth something. In my opinion, Issues Etc. is one of the very few programs on Christian radio willing to discuss tough questions with solid theological answers. I consider it a great privilege to be able to appear on the program regularly, and I commend it to every serious listener.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a tax-deductible gift today. Donate online at issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Defending the faith, teaching the truth. Issues Etc.
Treadmill for the mind. You're listening to Issues Etc.
What does Issues Etc. mean to you? Later this month, we'll celebrate the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., and we want to hear from you. Please leave your thoughts about this worldwide outreach on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from, 618-223-8384. What does Issues Etc. mean to you? 618-223-8384.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Jim Melcher, S. Griffin, Herman Coleman, Josh Piper, Robert Piper, Melissa Harms, Chuck Vandervoort, Michael, Catherine Cunningham, and David Cunningham. Thanks for your support.
We're talking about the reality show John and K Plus 8 tonight. The big announcement, no one knows for sure what it will be. Are we making it worse by watching it? That's a good question. Are we making it worse by watching it? It's hard enough being a family with eight kids, then with the television cameras in the house all the time, then with the lure of a lot of money and extra time on your hands, and then everyone's watching you, and you know they are. 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is the Lutheran Study Bible. You can find out more about it by calling Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours and pre-order your copy of the Lutheran Study Bible, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or find out more about the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, the Lutheran Study Bible, at our website. Issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. So what do you think should happen with John and Kate's marriage? 1-877-623-6943. What do you think will happen? And if they divorce or separate, will you still be watching John and Kate Plus 8? Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943. I don't know if the psychiatrist on Fox News, the segment that we played a few minutes ago, misspoke or not, but what he said was, we're watching the loss of self with the kids and with this couple, John and Kate. And when I heard that, I thought to myself, aren't we really watching the opposite of that? Aren't we really watching the triumph of self? You know, the old saying was staying together for the kids. And if there ever were a group of kids that you'd stay together for, it would be this group of kids, a monumental obligation that a mom and dad have there. And they have the means to stay together this way. I watched this thing unfolding and I thought to myself, the medium is the message. And what does the celebrity, the medium that brings us our celebrities, whether we make them or whether they intrude upon our lives, what does that medium do? It magnifies the self. Look, when you see yourself on a magazine cover, whether it's good or bad, when you see yourself on television, when you have producers talking about your ratings, it magnifies the self. Far from being the loss of self, this is the triumph of self. I mean, one could say that any divorce is, for both those involved, the triumph of self, if it's one of these irreconcilable differences. What do you think? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Josh in Wisconsin emails us. It should go without saying that divorce is bad, sinful, hurtful, and undesirable, but I'm almost more startled by the fact that this is playing out on television. Reality TV is a peculiar thing. You don't just call up TLC and invite cameras into your house. There's been a lot of paperwork involved. Interesting isn't the right word, but it would be, I don't know if interesting is the right word, titillating in a strange way, but it would be interesting to see if TLC lawyers had prepared or even anticipated marital problems leading toward a divorce. What kind of divorce clauses did they write into the contract with the Gosselin family in this regard? Well, we don't know, but I think any TV network worth its salt that has a show whose premise is a married couple with eight kids is going to think about that in legal terms. So we don't know, but if they didn't have something in writing already, they better have it now, or at least be prepared to have something right now. Josh, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Wisconsin. 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. See, for me watching this show, it was about the kids. I don't want to sound Pollyannish, but it was about watching a young couple go through
on a magnified scale what I went through with my wife on a much smaller scale. And seeing the kids do what kids do and seeing them struggle the way that we struggled and seeing them. And then there was a point at which this stopped being reality and started being about the show itself. It wasn't a show looking in on a family. It stopped being that. It started being a show looking in on a show. The kids remain the same. The kids are just 5 years old. They're oblivious for the most part to what's going on, except for the two older twins who I think will turn out to be Mary-Kate and Ashley for the next generation. But the parents are fully aware of the cameras and everything that's going on. And it stopped being about this young family struggling with the things that every young family struggles with, and it started being about two people who are struggling with celebrity. And their kids are, they could have brought in kids from central casting after that point. They could have brought in stand-ins for the kids at that point because it really became about, and then if you're watching carefully the body language between these two, I mean, I am a man. I have no antenna for body language, and I could pick it up between John and Kate. And I thought to myself, this thing is falling apart. And I don't know if I want to watch it after it falls apart. I can't imagine any network wanting it to fall apart. What should they do? I thought to myself. Jeff, what did you say? What did you say? What was your gut reaction when it was confirmed that the Gosselins' marriage was headed down the toilet? We don't know if it is for sure, but when everyone started to say, here it goes.
John and Kate should get together and say, show's over. Show's over.
Cancel.
For the sake of our family.
Cancel
it's
the freaking show.
It's not worth
show.
The money. It's not worth the junkets. It's not worth any of that.
Cancel the show. Save the marriage. All right, now will John have to go back to work? Yeah, he probably will. And maybe Kate might have to go back to work, too. She's written a book.
He's got two new earrings, by the way. Did you see that in the commercial?
Well, I was watching it on YouTube, so it was difficult to tell whether or not he had two new earrings or not. You see, my wife and I have gone back and forth on this thing. The kind of the blame game. Who's really responsible for this thing? And my wife has seesawed back and forth. So have I, quite honestly. But I told my wife, why don't the producers of this show put the show on hiatus? Let these people alone for a little while. See if they can't put to get back together their lives. They got a church just down the street they all go to. Maybe Pastor could come in and help rather than give interviews to the media. And then you might be able to start up again. Or maybe not. But what is it worth destroying a marriage and a family?
But that's up for John and Kate to decide. Now, the producers are going to be about the bottom line money.
Sure.
It's up for those two for the sake of their family to do it. My beef with the show is that it's no longer reality. Once the show started getting all their junkets and they move into a big house, it's no longer reality TV. It's not like an average American family, middle class family, you know, struggling day by day, trying to get along with one another anymore.
Okay, here's the problem. I said it before, and I'm not the first one to say it. Of course, it was Marshall McLuhan who said it. The medium is the message. And usually we think about that in terms of how the medium of television or radio or any of those other mediums corrupts the message. But I think that little axiom applies here to poor John and Kate and their eight kids. The medium is the message. If you want proof that the medium is the message, I have four words for you, or five words, John and Kate plus eight. How the medium shapes what the marriage eventually turns into. How the cameras in your house don't record reality, they create reality. A different reality than you would have had were the cameras not there. The medium is the message. Anyone who tells you the medium is neutral. I'm not just talking about television. I'm talking about radio and all other media too, the internet. They tell you it's neutral. People in the church say, yeah, we can use all these different technologies. They don't affect the message. Yes, they do. John and Kate plus eight. The medium affects the message, and it eventually becomes the message. And I hate to have the axiom proved so tragically, but there it is.
Just had a listener call and say that we need to man up and get the NFL channel. Instead of watching John and Kate.
Well, I'm sorry, but we both have wives, right?
That's true.
But contrary to popular belief, I may hold the remote in the Wilkin house, but I don't control the remote in the Wilkin house.
But, you know, the bottom line is reality TV is a joke. And this is why I preferred Survivor Man over Man vs. Wild. Because Survivor Man went out with himself with his own camera. and shot his own stuff, and there was no camera crew. Now, you know Bear Gillis or whatever his name from Man vs. Wild, he's got during breaks, you know, he's they're handing him candy bars and stuff like that. You know, he's not out there alone, you know? And this is why it's a joke. I remember you saying something about reality TV just when it was like starting a long time ago. He's like, I want to see him like really go out there, just drop him and with nothing and and no camera crew, just, you know, drop him in the middle of the Amazon forest and you know, see if they can make it on their own.
It'd be a horror movie. It wouldn't be reality television. You know, you're right. And what happens? Okay, this is when it starts changing. When John and Kate are standing in the kitchen and they're making sandwiches for their eight children, and they're talking like and bickering like mothers and fathers and wives and husbands will do. And the camera crew says, "Now wait a minute, we just didn't catch that. Can you do that again?" And you know that had to happen. It's not completely reality when the medium takes over the message. What's the takeaway from this? Because John and Kate, what's going to happen is going to happen there. In the church today, in the Christian church today, we are told that the medium is neutral and that all these technologies leave the message unaffected. They don't, especially the precious message of the gospel. Sarah in Naples, Florida says, "You guys are correct in everything you're saying about John and Kay, but we need to pray for their marriage. I have been for weeks, and no, I won't watch the show if they get divorced because I feel like I would only be attributing to their demise, if not already, by watching it now. In answer to my question, are we making it worse by watching it?" Yes, we need to pray for their marriage, and especially for those kids, because I don't care if you're mom's getting paid $75,000 an episode and you've got the biggest house in the world and can afford to take any kind of trip you want to, and you're on television and famous. When your parents divorce, it's going to hurt you, the whole family. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour 2 of Issues Etc. is next.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.